North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum's campaign team announced that their candidate has qualified for the first Republican debate on August 23rd in Milwaukee. The governor is showing an uptick in backing from both Iowa and New Hampshire and has attracted enough small donor contributions and polling support to qualify for a podium on the debate stage. Mr. Burgum is the seventh debate participant, joining former President Donald Trump, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, ex-UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and businessman Vivek Ramaswamy. Ex-Vice President Mike Pence remains the most well-known candidate who has not yet qualified. The Alabama legislature passed a new congressional map as directed, but the controversy appears far from over. The U.S. Supreme Court decision that there could be another minority seat drawn on the Alabama map was addressed in the special session that Republican Governor Kay Ivey called. Assuming the governor signs the new legislation creating the map, and early indications are that she will, the Democratic plaintiffs have already said they will object to the new plan. The initial challenge to the new map will return to a three-judge panel process, the judicial level where the original Alabama plan was declared unconstitutional. It will eventually be up to three judges to determine if this plan meets the guidelines that the SCOTUS ruling outlined. We can expect detailed and possibly contentious arguments to occur when attorneys from both sides again appear before a judicial panel. The Alabama primary is being held concurrently with Super Tuesday, March 5, 2024, so expect the new lawsuit to be filed quickly. Election procedure problems could derail the leading candidates in the two upcoming special congressional elections. Saying that Utah Republican Party endorsed candidate Celeste Malloy, the legal counsel for resigning Representative Chris Stewart, didn't meet the residency voter registration requirement in time is the crux of the challenge against her. In Rhode Island, questions surrounding the legality of petition signatures that Democratic Lieutenant Governor Sabina Matos submitted could end her candidacy. The Rhode Island Board of Election members voted 5-1 to conduct an investigation of the submitted signatures. Polling suggests that Ms. Matos is the leading candidate in the crowded Democratic field to replace resigned Congressman David Cicilline. Both the Utah and Rhode Island special primary elections will be held on September 5th. Each special general is scheduled for November. Former New Hampshire U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte, who was defeated in 2016 after winning a convincing victory in 2010, is making a return to elective politics. She announced her candidacy for the open governor's office now that incumbent Chris Sununu will not seek a fifth term. Competitive primaries in both parties won't be decided until September of 2024. The open general election will be rated a toss-up. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.